Good morning. So 2 weeks ago we discussed taking ice, ice cubes and melting them. When is it permitted to use ice cubes? And we explained that if to melt the ice for the liquid, that would be awesome. However, to melt the ice into other liquid, if I have a cup already with liquid in the cup, I have a cup of soda, I want to put ice cubes into that cup so that the ice should melt into the cup, that would be mutter. Question is, what about making ice on Shabbos? It's a hot day, and guests are walking in. We want to make ice. Does it have the same halacha as melting ice? So here there's a long discussion in the Paiskim. If taking liquid and putting it into the freezer and turning it into ice on Shabbos, is it muta or not? Therefore, the accepted psak is that if there's a litzairach, if there's a need for it, it's a hot day, guests to walk in, they're going to be very hot, and they need to cool themselves off with a nice cool drink, so then it will be mutter. But it's not such a great litzairach, there's no real need for it, it's just something extra, so then it's better not to. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a very interesting svara over here. He understood that when I make ice cubes, it's different than making a popsicle. When I make ice cubes, I'm making the ice in order that to use it as a liquid, really. I'm just freezing it to make it cold so that I'll be able to melt it into the soda so that I could drink a cold drink. So it's not really taking something which is liquid and making it into a solid. The purpose of it is really for liquid, as opposed to when I'm making it into a popsicle or something like that, to eat it as ice, that would be including the question. So according to Ramesha, just making ice cubes alone would be mutter. Making popsicles on Shabbos to freeze juice, to make a popsicle out of it, that's where the question is, and then it will only be mutter, the tzairach. Of course, this is all if it's just putting the liquid into a regular freezer, but if you have one of those electric ice makers and all that, then that already gets involved in the halachas of using an electric appliance on Shabbos, where one has to be careful and figure out if taking out ice, putting in ice, how much of a cause you are to cause it to work on Shabbos.
What about freezing ice before, put it before Shabbos?
That's fine. In other words, if I put it in before Shabbos, even if it's in freeze on Shabbos, but the act of making the ice, putting the ice there to get frozen, that I did before Shabbos, that would be matzah.
What if popsicle before Shabbos?
Same thing.
It doesn't have to be like 30% cup.
That's right.
If you put ice in a cup of Coke, you're just trying to make the Coke cold with the ice. You're not trying to drink the liquid from the ice. You don't want to drink a watered down Coke.
True, but you will be happy if the water that you put in the freezer just turned very cold. You don't even turn into ice, because you don't really need the ice. That's not your goal over here for the ice. Your goal is that this should be able to cool off the other liquid. And we let it melt into the liquid. You're right. Sometimes you have these ice packages, and you don't want the ice to melt into your liquid, so that would be a question already. Okay, good Shabbos.
Shabbos.